Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody. What's going on? I don't know what happened to my audio, so forgive me. I don't know what the hell's going on with my audio. Welcome. There's usually an intro, but I guess there's no shoot. It kind of just knocked me off. So here I am. Welcome. This is kind of awkward, right? You're like, oh shit, what happened to the intro? I don't know what happened to the intro. Blog Talk Radio is acting like a dick today. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. That was really strange. Oh, man. What's going on, everybody? It is May Day, May the 1st, 2015. What are you doing right about now? I am kind of trying to stay cool in this heat. I'm going to complain about it. It's about 70-something degrees, and my balls are hanging low. My balls is airy. They're hanging low. And I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that. I like the cool. I found out I got thick blood. I guess that's what it does. It keeps you hot, keeps your metabolism up. So very hard for me to gain weight, very easy for me to lose it. My metabolism is always high, and that's what keeps me warm. If I'm talking funny, it's because since last time I've had some stuff done to my braces, which I'm kind of just speaking out, and I'm just kind of talking, and she's like, what's up? How you doing? What's up, girl? Yeah, I'm trying to spit game at you. Literally, I'm spitting game at you. So that's what guys with braces do. They spit game at you. So today, it is a good day. It is Friday. It is my day off. Rent has been paid. And guess what? Those of you that have been following the show and listening to the show know that I have this constant complaint. I'm looking out my window right now of a neighbor whose dog's just nonstop barking. For example, last 4th of July, these fucking things wouldn't shut up. They kept barking and barking and barking. And, you know, the cops don't do anything about it. You call them, and they're just like, yeah, what are you going to do? So you have to grin and bear it. And these dogs barked all day, all night. I went to work, came back, they were still barking. They were out of town or doing something, and them dogs would not shut up. And this the wife, she sings, she blares her banda and cleans or whatever the hell she does when her husband goes to work and her kids are in school. I don't know what she's doing in there. She may be, you know, and she's singing along and she's bonding to her. I don't fucking know. I'm just speculating. Anyway. They're moving. Yes. 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 I don't want to get too loud because everybody around here is, they're going to, I live in a small little complex, you know, 5 units. Everybody's familiar with everybody else. You know me at the white dude that lives by himself and peeks out his blinds and pisses and moans about the noise. I'm like, I might as well be like 70 years old. Step on a goddamn noise. But I just do what I can here. But she's leaving. They bought a house. They bought a house in a shitty section, though, I overheard them saying. So good luck with that. Great. So what's going on in the news? What's happening? I think this has been covered by everybody, and I'm going to cover it again. Freddie Gray. Mr. Freddie Gray. Oh, we know that name. Mr. Freddie Gray. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Oh, we just got some kid. Let's see. See what I'm talking about? This kid's in the back of the pickup truck, and he's, like, screaming. He's, like, 20, and he still drinks out of a bottle. Jesus. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by some child, Freddie Gray died in the hospital a week after being in police custody, a week after being arrested. Let's get the story straight. Let's go back. Freddie Gray died, not while in police custody. He died in the hospital a week after he was arrested. That's a fact. Fact number two. Freddie Gray was being videotaped being dragged into the back of a van, a police van. Why was he being dragged? Well, we don't know. Either he was resisting, because most criminals like to resist, and they're just like, fuck it, drag me. I'm a bag of potatoes. Do it. Or something was wrong with him. Meaning he had a pre-existing condition or he hurt himself. One of the two. Or one of the three, actually. Resisting, had a pre-existing condition, he hurt himself. Because he saw the police, ran for about a mile, and then they caught up to him. So I'm guessing they caught up to him. He ran a mile. Not a block. Not half a block. Not around the corner. A mile. It took them a mile to catch a running individual. Ran around cars, ran over fences, ran around this, ran around that. That's another fact. So, you think maybe in that time he was running around, he fell down, slipped and fell, something happened. Oh, I can't get back up. I hurt my back. I hurt my neck. I hurt something. I hurt my back and my neck. And they said, we got you now. Let's put you in the back here and let's drive you around. That's a fact. Another fact. He was in the back of the van with other prisoners who said they heard him banging and bumping around. Now, I'm thinking he probably needed medical assistance and he was trying to get their attention. I need some help. I'm going to bump and bang around. I need something. I need some help. I'm hurting. Something's going on. They stopped, put more restraints on him. Let's take him to the station. He's still cooperating. He's still whatever. Meanwhile, still other prisoners in the van. Nothing came of them. No harm, no foul. So, fact three, they finally get him to the station. He needs medical help. So I guess from that point, I don't really know how he got to the hospital, whether it was an ambulance or whether they drove him. But he got to the hospital. A week later, he dies. So he didn't die in police custody. He didn't die from being driven in the back of the van because the other prisoners in there would have been dead too. He didn't get the shit beat out of him because it's not on tape or it's not on video. Or maybe he did and they just didn't videotape it yet. Because nobody's talking about that. Nobody's really saying about that. All they're talking about is this criminal who's got a rap sheet a mile long died in police custody. No, he did not. So what did they do? Baltimore burnt that motherfucker down. Vengeance for Freddie Gray, who they don't even know and who they didn't give a shit before this happened. So because he's some black guy that they feel has been wronged by the police, they're going to go ahead and riot and burn shit down. Did you know Freddie Gray personally? Well, no. Did you know what he did? Well, no, but he was black and he died after being in police custody, so we're going to burn shit down. That's what it boils down to. It's not a racial thing. It's just like, you know, if you die after in police custody, automatically we should riot and we should hold protests. No, Obama himself said riot, so there were riots. What's funny about that? I don't fucking know. Really, to be quite honest, there's, you know, I was a little pissed off. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Fucking Safeway. Motherfuckers. Didn't have the coffee that I wanted. I was pissed. I knocked over a display of cookies. I'm like, you fucks. And I walked out. And they just looked at me like, what's this problem? That was my riot. That was my white people problems. You know, they stopped carrying the cream top yogurt that I love. Fucking cream top. If you ever had cream top yogurt, it's the best. They didn't have that. So what I do, I took a thing of bananas and started chucking them. It's like, you fucks. And then I walked out. They just looked at me stupid and I walked out. Of course, they ended up paying for the bananas. But that's beside the point. So we know what happened in a nutshell. Now they're charging the six police officers that dealt with Mr. Freddie Gray. They're charging them with a homicide. What they don't – now, you're probably going to say, yeah, six white police officers. Sorry. Three were black, three were white. So I can understand if you're beating the shit out of somebody and then it's, you know, the whole Rodney King. I mean, these guys are stomping them. It's on video. They're doing what they did. The police officers got absolved. Rodney King got a bunch of money. There were riots. There were looting. Rodney King's dead. He drank and fucking drugged himself to death. And people still talk about it, but Rodney King who? That's that generation. This generation now is so much focused on social media. Everything goes through social goddamn media. You can't take a piss without somebody in Texas knowing that you did it. It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram. It's on fucking Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's spreading like wildfire. Billy Borelli last chat peed on a pile of fire ants and got his dick burned off. Yeah, hey, let's put it on Instagram. Meanwhile, in Maine, they're looking at it going, hey, hey, peed on that in some ants. I don't know how the fuck they talk in Maine. I've never been there, so I'm guessing it's some sort of British accent. No, he peed on the fire ants and now stick us burned off. Well, where are you from? I'm from Maine. That's a poor fucking Irish accent, buddy. Yeah, so regardless of the situation, we don't all know the facts, so let's stop tearing shit down. Oh, wait, but it's not ours. We don't own it, so let's burn it down. Yes, it's not mine. Fuck it. I don't pay taxes on it. Well, then, may I, as a white man, walk through your neighborhood? Fuck no, that's my hood. Don't walk through here, bitch. Go around. Fuck you. Get out of my hood. But I thought you didn't own it. No, I don't. Well, then why are you saying it's yours? Because it's mine, bitch. Go the fuck around, honky, cracker. Okay. Wow, burn it down then. Fuck it. It's not yours. Whose is it? It's the white man's. But it's your hood, though, right? Well, yeah, it's my hood. Get the fuck out, white man. So I'm confused. It's supposed to be funny, folks. It's the truth. It's the truth. It's funny, but it's the truth. But I'm just acknowledging the stereotypes and the ridiculousness of the situation. People older, like myself, people who are wise will figure it out. They'll be like, okay, we know the situation. We know what's happening. Let's let the facts come out. If they're found guilty, then they fucking will go to jail. That's how the system works. There are plenty of cops in jail. I was talking to my mom earlier. By the way, if you want to call in, 718-766-4314, 718-766-4314. My mom, I was talking to my mom earlier, and she was talking about how the police had killed this kid who was 12 years old, holding a toy gun. And that's sad. That's fucking sad. You know, both sides, for the parents, the kid, the cops, you know, even it was reported that they think that it might have been a fake gun. First of all, why would you even call in on a kid holding a toy gun? Why would you even call 911? That's what the fuck I want to know. Because I have kids that live near me, and they're always with some sort of pew, 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 some sort of gun, some sort of something that looks like a gun. Am I going to call the cops and go, hey, yeah, there's some kids outside. They're pretending like they're shooting, but the guns look real. I don't know. I think they're going to kill someone. So, yeah, go ahead and do it. So basically, we should blame the people, not the kid or the police. We should blame these fucks who don't know shit from their ass to stop calling the police over bullshit. Leave them alone. If you think it's a toy, don't bother picking up the phone. Just leave him alone. He's 12 years old. What the fuck is he going to do by himself with a toy gun? Is he pointing it to his head? Is he threatening, I'm going to burn this motherfucker down, get out of my hood, honky? Is he waving it around, popping caps off? No? Leave him alone. Let him do it. When I was a kid, we used everything we could for guns. Sticks, fingers, even guns that look real. Those silver guns with the white handle, cap guns, all that type of shit. Not once did any of those crabby neighbors call the police on us. They could have. Probably would have been dead. Nobody would have known about it outside of the community because there's no social goddamn media. But now there's social media. You put it on YouTube, and suddenly everybody around the world sees it. Oh, America's so bad. Look, the police are shooting 12-year-olds. They're probably shooting 12-year-olds in your goddamn country, too. We just don't know it because social media spreads like fucking AIDS. Everybody fucks around and gets it. You don't use protection, you're going to fucking get it. And they do it all the time, and they're all over the place. And what do you have? You have people commenting when they shouldn't be commenting. Oh my God, America's so bad. They're killing everybody there. Oh, let's put the riots on a loop. Let's not show the peaceful people. Let's not show his family that said, we don't need this. Let's let his, you know, memory remain, by the way, where his, I think his mom or somebody was talking with like three teeth in her mouth. But hey, who am I? I'm not going to judge. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. They're saying, don't do this. Everybody else in Baltimore is like, fuck this. Meanwhile, people have lost their livelihoods, they've lost their jobs, all because of you fucks. Can't think on your feet, you just decide to just trash it. You don't even know who Freddie Gray was. I have a thing I want to say. I want you to Google Lovell Mixon. Lovell Mixon was a local guy in Oakland. He was a rapist and a murderer, and he killed four police officers because they were trying to arrest him. But Oakland suddenly made him a hero. Did you know he raped two young women before that? Yeah, probably didn't know that, did you? You're just like, well, he shot the police, so, you know, he's all right with us. Fucking motherfucker. Anyway, that's my rant. It's kind of long, but whatever. You know, just wanted you to know, if you weren't hip on the Freddie Gray situation, that was my take on it. You're going to hear other takes. Michael Moore's fat ass is chiming in. We should disarm the police, and we should free all the black prisoners who have been accused of drug crimes. Let me rephrase that, or let me re-say that. Michael Moore, with a donut in his hand, says, let's disarm the police and free all the black prisoners in the nation who are convicted of drug crimes. Let's leave everybody else in prison, the white, Latino, Asian, or other. Let's leave them in prison because they probably deserved it, but the black guys, they don't deserve it. Michael Moore, go have a heart attack, please. Go eat a bag of dicks and have a heart attack. I don't want to see your fat face anymore. Your movies suck. I respected you for a minute, but now I don't respect your fat ass, Michael Moore. I hope you actually can reach your ass to wipe it, you fat fuck. Speaking of which, I'm pretty sure that you use cheap toilet paper, so when you wipe your ass, your finger goes up your butt, and you probably smell it. I'm sure of this. Wow, let me see. That smells pretty good. I think I'll make a documentary about it. I'm going to make a documentary about how they make cheap toilet paper. The Koch brothers make cheap toilet paper. Fuck them. You fat ass. Put down the fork. You know what? I don't want to. I'm getting tired. I go to the gym. A lot. You know, I got no girlfriend, so, you know, I go to the gym. That's my girlfriend. Work in the gym. So, every time I go, I see the same old saggy ball guy. It's not like I look down. It's the same dude. It's like, okay, you must not have a home, or you just, you know, you come here. I mean, fuck. It's cheap, $40-something. Well, no, not necessarily, because I pay $40-something for my water bill, but I pay every 2 months, so he just pays to take showers. And it'll work out, possibly. Same guy runs through the locker room with a fucking towel in his hand, not around his junk. It's like, I don't want to see your dangling nuts or your flat, flabby ass, you disgusting piece of shit. Just get out of my line of vision. Let me wash my hands. Let me get out of here real quick. Because I do not like the gym locker room. I do not like it, Sam. I am. It's disgusting. Same dudes. Want to walk around just air out my nuts. So, what'd you work on today? I worked on my chesticles. My chest. Dude, cover the fuck up. Hey, I see you all the time here. Looking good. Want to go join me in the sauna? No. Get out of my face, sauna boy. Jeez. Not that I'm, you know, against being in the sauna with another guy, but when your nuts are dangling, I want to go in fully clothed. I'm like, you need to put on a sweater or two or three and some sweatpants, buddy. Nope. So, what's going on? What else is going on? I'm going to be having the best of shows this month. Yes, my producer I can't even think of his name. I don't want to say his name. My producer, TDVoiceTalent.com, Texas Voice Talent, all right. He is going, or he has, produced 3 shows, I believe, maybe 4, the best of Billy Borelli coming up. I bet you can't wait. So it's going to be the best of all my shows. It's pretty much going to sound exactly like what I said tonight. Hopefully it's funny. I don't know. My funniest moment is when I did that. Sylvester Stallone, what are you talking about? Funny Gray Hill, let me write it. Fuck. Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be something else. That's going to be something else. So, best of Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. I am going to post all the information soon. Stick around. Hang out with my show. Get the updates, and you're going to see emails with the updates. So what else is up? Draft day. I'm into sports. It's been the draft. Now, who watches the who watches the draft? Is it the fat sports anchor, the fat sports analyst? Well, you know, I think, you know, this team is going to do really good. You know, I don't know about this player. You know, he's got a lot of upside. He's kind of raw. They say the same goddamn thing each and every time. Each and every time. Each player. You know, he's got a lot of raw talent. You know, he's going to work well with this coach. You think? You know, he's a good addition to this team. I see him as a starter in maybe 1 or 2 seasons. Maybe not this year. Maybe as a backup. But I think, you know, he's got great potential. Who the fuck are you talking about? You might as well have a script to say each and every time you see a new player in the draft. Well, you know, he would get really good at the combine, and, you know, he ran the 40. Yeah, he fucking ran the 40. So did they all. You know, he's got really good speed, you know, and he's got great potential. What about you? You've got some fucking crust coming out of the side of your mouth, fatty. What did you major in? Tuba? What did you major in? Cooking? You're a sports writer? What do you know about sports? What do you know about activities? What do you probably know about breathing and seasonings. You know, with this player, he's just really good potential. You know, I think it's a great addition. I give him a B+. And what, you fucking grading these? What are you, a teacher too? I'm going to put a red mark around here because, you know, he had that one game where he didn't do so well. Oh, let me guess. Your fat ass didn't do so well either, did you? Golly. You know, that's why I like watching some, like the NFL Network. They have, like, real, like, former players. They know what the fuck they're talking about. I like listening to the former players. They'll know. They'll tell you. They'll break it down. They're, you know, hey, this is what we did, and this is what they did. But when you get the other guys, they're just like, oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Jeez. They say the same thing. 200-something dudes get taken in the draft, and they say the same thing. You know, you got to pick number one. I mean, that's a really good choice for that team. You know, he's gonna go far. They could take him to the championship maybe 1 or 2 years at least. Tell me if that does not sound like every fucking sports caster or draftee or whatever the fuck. And then you got guys on Facebook saying the same thing. Well, that was a bad draft. That fucking sucked. I can't believe they picked that guy. I tell you what, you get into coaching and you pick the guy, okay? You pick the fucking guy. Don't complain about it. I'm not complaining about the first person the Niners picked, which is my team, I don't know, they picked some Armistead. Oh, he was good enough to be picked. Fuck it. He's in the NFL now. He's good enough for that. Where's Michael Sam? Michael Sam, where are you? Woohoo! Oh, fuck. So I just had to go there. No, I mean, hey, good. Michael Sam, whatever, man. You know, he's got good potential. You know, he sucks cock. He's really good. He's fast. You know, he's good at ball handling skills. I see him as a tight end, really. Fuck, he's a defensive player. He goes after the ball. He's got a really good eye for the ball. Because so many fucking things can be said about Michael Sam. You got to laugh. You got to just laugh. I'm not against it. I hope one day, hey, I fucking hope he, you know, maybe he'll make a comeback. Right now he's on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. So I knew that was coming. What star is he? Oh, he's, you know, he's the first player that came out, you know, as a gay. He's got good ball handling skills. You know, he's got a really good eye for the ball. Yeah, I bet he does. He's a good chocolate too. He'll get in on you. Yeah, I bet you he'll get in on you. Way up in on you. You'll get your skit pushed in. Come on. Come on. Stop being so goddamn sensitive. Oh, my God. Did he just say that? I'm going to call the FAA on him. Yeah, the FAA? Really? Fucking fucks. Billy Bradley laughed at. He's anti-homo. Anti-homo? Did you really fucking say that? No, he is not. But you gotta laugh. So stop being such a bunch of bitches. Oh, the new fad is some stupid ass is challenging people to stomp on the American. It's the American flag challenge. They want to stomp on the American flag because they say, excuse me, they say it represents racism in America. Okay, I get the message. Now I'm going to generalize this. Racism in America is very much there on both sides. Basically, everybody is some sort of closeted bigot. There's racism on both sides. Don't step on the American flag because you think, it's racism against us. It's the white racism against the blacks. No, it's not. It's racism all around. So if you want to send a message, send a more powerful message. Just erase racism. But don't do it by stepping on the flag that so many of our sons and daughters sacrifice their lives for. Yes, your sons, your daughters, black, white, Asian, Latino, or other, have sacrificed their lives and their times and their families to defend the flag, to defend our allies overseas. You know what I'm saying? And you want to deface it? They're like, oh, no, we respect the military. Yeah, it's the veterans that are taking the most offense to it because that flag represents something. Just like your skin color represents you. You take it so literally. You're playing the victim. Stop playing the victim. There's many opportunities for everybody. It's called going to school, being responsible, getting your education, getting a degree, becoming whatever the fuck you want to be. Nobody holds you back. Most powerful woman in the country? Who is it? You know who it is. You got a car? It's Oprah. Do you think she allowed racism and segregation and everything to hold her back? She's the richest bitch in the country. Come on. Who are the most famous people ever? When I say Michael Jordan, you fucking know who Michael Jordan is. When I say Michael Jackson, the world knows who Michael fucking Jackson is. When you say President Obama, well, he's half white, so he's probably half the devil. But you get what I'm saying. Don't make yourself a victim. Don't keep yourself in a box. You have potential to do whatever the fuck you want to do in this country. That's why it's free. Be somebody. Don't be bringing everybody else down. Be above that. There's many other people that will agree with you and support you and help you if you need it. Me being one of them, I don't give a fuck what color you are. If you have an eye in the middle of your goddamn forehead, you have a leg coming out of your ass, I'm going to help you. I'm going to support you because you're a person. I don't see a goddamn color. I see a person. I had this shit on speaker this whole time. I can't believe this shit. I hope it didn't sound like shit. Anyway, God damn it. I was going off too. So, I don't have anything to play. I don't have any audio, any song, any nothing. So I'm going to play this. No, it's not an ad. God damn it. All right, it's an ad. And I thought it was some music. Oh, I hate that.